Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. I'm out pounding the pavement this morning. I just had a busy start to the day and now just getting some steps up. Today's topic, unexplained health issues. What do you do when you have unexplained health issues that you just don't understand? Well, let me walk you through a few different scenarios so that we can understand what it is that we need to do when the moment is right. So let's just say that you've got a particular health issue, and I'm drawing on 36 years of health and fitness wellness experience dealing with people from all different kinds of walks of life, all ages and all types of different health concerns. There's probably nothing that I haven't seen before. But let's just say that you've got this this health concern, and let's say that whatever it is that's going on for you, the end result is you need to have surgery, right? So when we come back to the very beginning and you've got this issue and you're like, I'm feeling a certain way, you're feeling tired, feeling lethargic, it's been going on for time and time again, you're not going to go straight in for surgery, right? You don't just book a meeting and say, right, this is what I've got going on, and say, right, let's cut you open and see if we can fix it, even though that ultimately might be what you require at the end. So you want to go the least line of resistance first. So what we first want to do is examine lifestyle factors and say, well, okay, let's just say it's lack of energy, you're really tired. So, okay, well, what are all the factors that contribute to that? Look at your lifestyle factors. So are you sleeping well? What's going on? What's going on there? Nutritionally, what is going on for you? Are you getting in healthy meals? Are you eating consistently? Are you getting the right blend of proteins, high energy carbohydrates, plant-based food, good quality fats? Are you getting those in? Are you supplementing for women, which this is a major problem with iron deficiency? It's like, have you had a set of blood tests to see where is your nutrient profile? Where's your iron levels? Where are your vitamin D levels? What are your blood sugar levels like? What are your risk of having a type 2 diabetes? Do you have type 2 diabetes? Like, they can do those sorts of tests pretty simply. What sort of exercise regime have you got? Are you doing anything? Do you have a sedentary job? Are you doing anything to supplement what it is that you do on a daily basis from work? Like, if you've got an office bound, a seated sedentary type job, what else are you doing? You then hopping in a car, driving home, and then doing nothing at home. Are you working from home and then just moving from one room to the next, from one room to an office chair to a couch, and then you go to bed, and then you do it all over again and again? You're not really getting out and exercising. Are you doing strength training? Are you doing some cardiovascular training? Are you doing those sorts of things? Are you drinking plenty of water? It's doing a bit of a self audit of all of those things to see, well, is there an opportunity to improve in any of those areas? And the answer to that question for 99.9% of people is yes. It's like, okay, well, what if I try doing some of those things first before I see it? Maybe you go and have go and see your GP and have the blood test to see, okay, well, is there some nutrient deficiency here? Is your iron so low that you need to have an iron infusion, for instance, and just taking an iron supplement and consuming, say, meat products and so forth is not going to get you where it is that you want to get to? And then realizing that, well, it's going to take anywhere between 4 to 12 weeks for your iron levels to then start to have that impact on you feeling better. And then it's playing around with some of those lifestyle factors and saying, okay, well, let's do those things and see how things improve or deteriorate for you. All right, so now let's say you've done all those things and you've made some improvements, and yet you still feel the same. In fact, maybe you start to feel a little bit worse. So what do we do now? So what you need to do is you need to go back to your GP and you need to have a further conversation. And you can jump onto the Google Doctor and start like exploring what are all the different possibilities for you. And it's a plethora of different things that could come up, and then that displays on your mind. So what you need to do is you go back to your GP and say, look, this is what I've done. I'm feeling worse than I was before. And so then they'll start to look at perhaps your mental health. Is there something going on for you where you're super stressed? And they start to explore antidepressants and things like that for you. Now, I do think that some GPs can be very quick to prescribe those sorts of things, but that could be a real need for you to help make you feel better. But of course, some of the side effects of that, let's just say that we're dealing with energy, can be to make you feel more tired. And so then you might be feeling better mentally, not so sad, etc. But now you're feeling a little bit more tired as well. Now, the medication doesn't necessarily provide all the solutions for your tiredness, because you were tired before anyway, or you're lacking in the energy before anyway. So now what do you do? Well, so you say, okay, well, what else could it be? And ultimately, it is having probably some more blood tests, and perhaps it's having some scans, perhaps it's doing some other steps that haven't been explored yet. So what are we doing? We're going with that least line of resistance. Yeah, we're not jumping in, booking you straight in to see a surgeon and say, okay, well, let's cut you open and just see if we can poke around and find what's going on. We try these other things first. And so if things aren't getting better, you go back, you ask those next questions, you explore a little bit further. All right, well, these don't explain that, so let's go to that next level. And so I have a client at the moment that is going through this very process, and just yesterday had some more blood tests taken, testing for some of the same things, again testing for iron levels and that kind of stuff, but testing for some other things as well, having a scan next week. And then if, let's just say that all of that comes back and it's all okay, it's like then they need to go back and have another conversation. And I know that they already know that the next step will be, all right, at the referral to somebody that's a specialist. Somebody that's a specialist in these types of issues. And so then you go see the specialist and you identify, well, what is the solution here? Again, they'll be going through the same process, lifestyle, medications, etc., mental state, stress, etc., etc., to then identify what is next. Then if that doesn't work, it's like, okay, you go back again and say, okay, what is next from here? And then it's that next step. My point here is that you keep on pushing. I've recounted this story before, but like for me personally with my shoulder, for years and years putting up with some shoulder pain. And I got to the point where, you know, I thought that, oh, you know, you've lifted too much, whatever, you've strained the shoulder, give it a few days to settle down, etc. And then realizing that over the years of training that I just couldn't push as hard anymore, I seemed to be in, not debilitating pain, but like through my training, I would be sore and it would have a big hangover. And then I said, all right, well, as in a big hangover of pain, that type of hangover. And so I made the commitment that I formed a good relationship with a physio, he's a good friend, and we said, I'm going to focus really hard on just getting this fixed. So I went along, I was seeing the physio once a week, I was doing all my rehab type exercise. We did that for probably a month or two, and I said, look, it's just not getting any better. Can you escalate me to, refer me to that next level, which was a sports physician. I went to them, they put me on a heavy course of two different types of anti-inflammatories. Did that program for a while. It made some progress, but then as soon as I started to get back into my training again, I found that the pain came back immediately. So I went back again. He said, right, we're going to try a cortisone injection under ultrasound directly into the bursa. And so we went and did that. I was in no pain at all for the first time in probably over a decade. I followed the program that they said that I needed to. Then when I started to get back into some light exercise again, the pain came back just like that. So, okay, went back to the sports doctor, he said, right, we need to book you in for an MRI and send you to a surgeon to check this out. So we did that. The surgeon looked at the MRI and he said, see this thing here, which I couldn't even really see it. He said, that is what's causing this pain. And he said, I'm 80% confident that you will be in zero pain. And I'm like, I said, yeah, 80% confident I'll be in zero pain. I was just thinking to lessen the pain. He said, yeah, zero pain. I said, well, they're good odds for me. Let's do it. And so we did it. And then ultimately, now I'm in no pain in my shoulder. And then I had to have the same thing done on my left shoulder too. First operation didn't go as well. I mean, he did the work, but when I went back to see him for the second one, he said, yeah, I did the procedure slightly differently and didn't do this, whatever. I'm like, why would you do that? And so he didn't charge me for the next one. And he went back in and fixed it, and now I'm good. I still have to warm it up properly and do all those sorts of things. Oh, what I did miss out was I got referred for an ultrasound on my shoulder before I started going to the sports doctor, and it came back with a diagnosis that was not accurate. And the bottom line from that was, if you push hard and keep pushing hard, you're going to tear the tendon off the bone and you're going to require surgery to fix it. So scared the pants off me, right? Now, when I actually had the doctor go in after, you know, I said, I'm just not happy with that. I'm just keep escalating and escalating. When I saw the images with the camera of the tendons, and the doctor said, look at that, all these tendons are really healthy, but your bursa needs to be cleaned out, and here's where I've made this, you know, file loss and bone, etc. So you can be misdiagnosed. And so if you're not satisfied with the result that you're getting, you need to keep pushing. You need to keep escalating to that next level until you find what is a rational reason that you can relate to. And that's not about being in denial, but it is about understanding that a lot of these, say GPs, for instance, they see a lot of things. They're a general practitioner, that's what I call them here, which means that they don't specialize in anything, but they have a general base of knowledge around a lot of things. And a lot of the, let's say that 7 times out of 10, what they say to people may work. But then there are certain things where, well, you can't just brush that off and say, oh, well, no, you work out. So you're just a little bit sore from your workout. Just have a bit more rest. Go see a physio and get some massage and whatever. Rest it. No amount of rest would have fixed my problem because there was a bone issue. So you need to have the courage to keep on pushing. So when you have these unexplained health issues, you need to have a strong circle of allied health professionals around you that you know, like, and trust. And that's taken me a long time to do, to be able to find that, because most people do not fit into that category. When you find the right people, they will also refer you to the right people because of how much they care and because of the people that they're spending time with, right? And so more greatness leads to more greatness. Better outcomes lead to better outcomes. You come to me and you have a particular issue, and if I'm going to refer you anyone from how do you kill the insects in your house to how do you get, who's a good knee and shoulder surgeon, then I'm going to make sure that I'm sending you to people that I know, like, and trust, have used before. Or if I haven't and I have a contact, I'll say, look, here's a contact. I hear good things about them, but I personally have not used that person. So that's what you get when you have the world's best networks. You understand how to see through all the rubbish out there to find, great results. So that is my tip for you today. If you have these unexplained issues, don't live with pain. Don't just accept that because the doctor says, I have some elderly people that come to me and say, well, my doctor just said it's just because you're old. And I said, well, that's a pretty poor response. But also, a lot of these GPs do not have the healthiest lifestyle. They don't lift weights. They don't monitor what it is that they're eating. They don't have those healthy lifestyles because for them, a lot of the time they're so screwed on to time. It's like one thing after the next, after the next, after the next, 10-minute consultations, looking to get their bulk billing or their, you know, their $70 or whatever it is for, you know, like a doctor appointment that doesn't bulk bill here. And they're so much under pressure that it's all about building their business, building their own income, and at the expense of their own personal health. They don't put that focus where they really should. So they don't have the skills, and so therefore it's easy to say, oh, well, you're just getting old. Well, of course you're in pain. You're 70 years of age, so you would expect you to be sore. That's what most people experience. But, well, that doesn't have to be your scenario, because I work with a lot of people to help them be pain-free or certainly lessen their pain a lot. So if you want to connect with me, what you need to do is go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to work with you wherever you are in the world. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.